Clil 3. Exercise 2. Page 140.
Have you got skills? Motor skills are actions where we choose to move our bodies. For example, running or throwing a ball. Many different motor skills are involved in sports, including agility, balance, coordination, power, reaction time, and speed. There are two types of motor skills, open and closed, and both are important in sports. Closed motor skills are those which we perform on our own. The actions of other people don't affect them or the environment around us. Closed motor skills require us to be accurate, and we can practice them by repeating the same movements over and over again. A good example of this is hitting a golf ball towards a hole. The ground is flat, and no one else can influence the way we hit the ball or the direction it goes but us. Open motor skills are influenced by environmental factors, the wind, the ground, and so on, and the actions of others. This means team sports require open motor skills because our actions depend on what the other players in our team do. We can't shoot a hoop in a basketball game unless someone passes us the ball or we take it from another player. But individual sports, such as sailing, also require open motor skills as we need to take into account the environment around us. Most sports need both open and closed motor skills. In baseball, for instance, how you hit the ball will depend on how it is thrown and how windy the weather is. However, how fast you run after you hit it depends entirely on you. That said, a lot of sports require one set of skills more than the other. For example, closed motor skills are more important in an individual gymnastics routine, whereas open motor skills are more important in a game of football.